This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are a long ways from the end of the SVB story. See also those congressional hearings I was talking about a second ago. But also, we're a long ways from the end of the practical banking industry knock-on effects of SVB. We talked yesterday about how all the regional bank stress could hurt commercial real estate. One natural follow-on to that is how all the regional bank stress could affect construction of said commercial real estate. Analysts at the financial services company Baird, which we should tell you was a marketplace advertiser, said this week a slowdown in all non-residential construction was already likely even before SVB. Now, obviously, even more so. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on that one.
From my window in southeast Baltimore, I can see two construction cranes. One's at a hospital, another working on a new office building. There's a third nearby at a marina. All those sites are considered non-residential construction.
Everything that we don't live in.
Anirban Basu is the chief economist at Associated Builders and Contractors, a trade group. Spending for non-residential projects is up nearly 16% in the past year, according to the Census Bureau. That's due in part to rising building costs. And if regional banks start limiting access to capital, financing for these projects could be harder to get.
Often it is the case that developers are tied to a regional bank, the bank they've been working with when they started their development firm, for instance. And so those regional banks are incredibly important.
Nearly 70% of commercial real estate loans are held by banks smaller than the top 25, according to the Federal Reserve. One of those institutions is Bay State Savings Bank in Western Massachusetts. Peter Alden is its president and CEO. He says the bank's lending hasn't been affected so far, but
the next 6 to 12 months could be very different than the last 6 to 12 months.
Alden says part of that is related to rising interest rates, which means the bank's customers may not be able to afford loans. He also says the cost of the Silicon Valley Bank failure will be passed on to all banks through the insurance premiums they pay to the FDIC.
We'll have to factor that in as well.
Another challenge for developers, finding enough workers. Ken Simonson is chief economist for the trade group Associated General Contractors of America.
We've certainly seen a lot of projects take longer than initially expected. I think that's a function of the tight labor market.
The current lack of workers, combined with a potential lack of capital, could mean we see fewer construction cranes in the future. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.